Ducks and ducks and geese better scurry when I take you out in the Surrey. When I take you out in the Surrey with a fringe on top. Watch that fringe and see how it flutters when I drive them high-stepping strutters. Nosy pokes will peek through the shutters and their eyes will pop.
Star of the original company of Hair, Falsetto's Merrily We Roll Along in a Catered Affair, Broadway veteran Heather McRae brings her award-winning tribute to our iconic film star father, Gordon McRae, in Songs for My Father at Helsinki on Broadway at Helsinki Hudson on October 11th. McRae sings the songs her father made famous from such films as Rodgers and Hammerstein's Oklahoma, Carousel, and Tea for Two, as well as tells stories about what life was like growing up as the daughter of Gordon and Sheila McRae in Hollywood and New York City. Songs for My Father is both a musical tribute to the actor-singer who was such a part of the golden age of Hollywood, as well as a uniquely beautiful father-daughter relationship. The show is October 11th, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Heather McRae to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. What a pleasure.
Hi.
Very nice to have you with us.
Thank you. Nice talking to you.
Well, it's great to talk to you, and we look forward to having you in the region. How did this show come together? I assume this has been in the works for a while.
Well, yeah, I put it together about maybe more than 10 years ago. I guess about 1999. My musical director that I've been working with for years, Mark Nadler, who will be playing for me this show, which he helped me create. There were three of us, my director, Barry Kleinbort, and my original musical director, Mark Nadler. So he is going to be playing for me, which is also an extra special treat because he does his own stuff. He doesn't really play for other people anymore, but he's doing it for me because he loves me. Anyway, he...
What's not to love, Heather? What's not to love, Heather?
Oh, thanks. we were working on an act, and I usually... You know, I've done club acts for more than 25 years, and I usually just did a potpourri of things. And occasionally people would say to me, how come you don't sing any of your father's songs? And I said, well, I don't know, because I guess I was trying, you know, in the early 80s, I was trying to get a record deal, so I was trying to, you know, get a pop deal, you know, more of a pop folk artist. And I said, okay, well, you know, that's not a bad idea. So I started to add Surrey with a Fringe on Top and If I Loved You, and I got a very big response from people. And then when I was working with Mark Nadler one day, I said, you know, I really need to do a theme show because everybody likes a theme. And he said, well, you really should do a show about your father, Heather. And I said, you know, you're right. The time is right. So he encouraged me to do that. And then I met with Barry Kleinbort, my director, and he said, let's just stick to the songs from the films, because the body of work of my father, there's many recordings that he did for Capitol Records and all those radio shows. He did the Railroad Hour and all these awesome, wonderful concept albums with other singers. And he said, there's so much material. He said, I suggest we just stick to the songs from your father's films. And I said, great, that's a great idea. And so we set about to, you know, I listened to a lot of stuff from the Doris Day movies, because he did four movies of Doris Day. Now, all of us know Oklahoma and Carousel, so that wasn't a problem. But there were a lot of songs I didn't really know from those Doris Day movies. So, you know, we just started picking and choosing and eventually chose the songs. And then he helped me write, you know, I wrote down all my stories about my dad and how to connect the song. So it's chronological. We go, you know, I start with the beginning of his career and, you know, and then also by the end of the show, I also talk about his passing. So very personal show, deeply personal, and I'm very proud of it.
You know, right before you were on, we had a segment, and I didn't know this when she came in, but our guest was a nurse who took care of my mother as she passed from a stroke, and I, you know, I just realized how much that meant to me, and it was, you know, it is very personal, but the thing that I thought about was in your case of all those things that you, when we think of that loss, of all the things that you want to know, that you knew, like you were talking about the songs that of course they're all the iconic songs, but then there's the ones that sort of get lost in the shuffle.
Right.
And then, but I assume when you're doing something like this, you probably think to yourself, because I know I do this, it's like, oh my God, you know, I'm sure they told me the story a million times, but now I don't remember. And I'm like, I wish they were there so I could ask them again of what this means, what they thought.
That's true. I mean, My mom, of course, you know, by the time I put this show together, my father passed away in 86, which is the year of the Challenger, right? It's 86.
Right, yeah.
And he was only 64. So, of course, I had to get the stories from my mom. Now, my mom, she just recently passed away last year at age 92. And so I had to get all the stories from her because a lot of them, I was a kid, I didn't remember, you know. And the funny thing is that sometimes my friends say, now, is that really true? And I say, well, as far as I know, it's true. My mother told me, but my mother had she liked to embellish a lot, so... You know, I'm pretty sure 90% of it is accurate, but there might be a few little things that are fudged in there, you know. So.
Was she of Irish heritage as well?
Well, on my mother's side, English and Irish. On my father's side, Scottish and German. Yes,
yeah, okay. So, yeah, so you're going to come by that completely honestly.
They're great storytellers. You know?
Absolutely.
So, and it's when I don't do this show that often. I did it last year, and I've been, I used to do it a lot when I first put it together, but the last several years I kind of have been, you know, doing it once or twice a year. So when I do it, I have to then go over all the stories again in my head because there are certain songs and stories and songs that are cue the song. So, and it's kind of written down, but it's really just in my head. A lot of, obviously, my mother, you know, she wrote a book about her life with my father, and then, of course, she lived in the same building with me for many years, so I got all the stories from her. And I had, you know, my director help me shape them because there were so many, and I was like, okay, we have to, and he said, let's just go chronologically, and then, you know, you'll do this story for this song, but, you know, it's a very honest show. When I was putting it together, my youngest brother, Bruce, who... Unfortunately, I lost two of my siblings in the last 15 years, just the way life is. But
right.
He was like, well, you know, are you going to be truthful about Daddy? And I said, yes, because my father, you know, most people knew he had a drinking problem, and that was quite evident for many, many years. And I said, yes, I will talk about it, but I don't dwell on it because I don't want to be too maudlin. But I do mention that in the show and how my father got sober. And the ironic thing is that whenever I've done the show, inevitably somebody will come up to me after the show, and of course they love the show and they love hearing the songs my father sang and stories about him, and they said, but you know, it really meant a lot to me when you talked about your father getting sober, because I thought it was important to tell people that. And my family was a little bit iffy about it because they didn't want to think about it again. You know, it was a painful part of our past.
Sure.
But I said, but you know, it's important because everybody in America loves people getting a second chance. And my dad, you know, changed his life when he was older, you know, so... And it was important to me that he did that.
Well, the show is Songs for My Father. It is at Helsinki on Broadway at Helsinki Hudson on October 11th. You can find out more information by going to HelsinkiHudson.com.
Helsinki, and Lee Tannen wanted me to stress, it's a 6 o'clock show.
A 6 o'clock show.
You have time to go do whatever you want. And I think that people, you know, look at the music alone is just magnificent. You know, and the songs from the Doris Day movies, you know, at one time I say to people, just sing along with me, because, you know, there's songs that anybody from that generation, baby boomer and past, they just, you know, they...
And you know, we want to.
So familiar to them.
Sure. Heather, we're out of time, but thank you very much. It's great to talk to you.
Thank you so much. It was lovely talking to you.
Thank you. HelsinkiHudson.com. Thank you very much for being with us on the program this morning. We will have another edition of the Roundtable when the fun drive is over. The fun drive begins Monday. Help that lockbox. Let's do it now. WAMC.org, WAMC.org. Thanks to our producer, Sarah LaDuke. Thanks also to Alan Chartok, Rosemary Armeo, and Barbara Smith. Thanks also to our engineer on the board, Rob Chacon. Have a fun and safe weekend. Stay tuned now for Midday Magazine with Brian Shields.